We've been looking at chapter 10 in Matthew's Gospel. So I want to just take a moment and focus on verses 28 through 31. Hear God's Word in the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word. Do not be afraid. And through this chapter 10, you'll hear that repeated a lot. And it's most of chapter 10 is a red letter edition, which means that that these words are attributed to Jesus. Now, we learn that when Jesus says something two or three times, we need to pay attention to it. Do not be afraid of those who want to kill you. They can only kill your body. They can't touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Not even a sparrow worth only a half a penny can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs on your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to Him than a whole flock of sparrows. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's a little commentary here in my Bible that picks up from verse 29 through 31, talking about self-esteem. I want to share it with you. I think all of us sometimes, one time in our life, have a little trouble with self-esteem. Low self-esteem is one of the psychological diseases of our modern culture. Our consumer society, mass markets, they mass market beauty and youth and material success so that we are constantly bombarded with images of people that we see as better than ourselves. So sad, but so true. The tendency to compare ourselves with the perfect body, the perfect face, the perfect job, the perfect intelligence of others lead us to feel inadequate at times. Jesus encourages us to locate the proper source of self-esteem in our lives, our infinite worth, not because we have looks of a model or the mind of a Nobel Prize winner, but because we are created and loved personally by the eternal God of all heaven and earth. So when our self-esteem is grounded, not in ourselves, but in our Creator, we are free from destructive overemphasis on self. And what do you do? Think about it. What do you do to make sure that you have a feeling of worth? God loved you so much. That's why He gave His Son. That's why you are so valuable and so worth so much. I often wondered, though, about people that shave their head and some people that lose some of their hair during the time they get older and so forth. If God treats the little hairs that are left more than the rest of us, we got a whole bunch of them, and some of them don't have any. I often wonder about it. Just me thinking. Amen.